Well, good morning, everybody. And lucky the weather's cleared up. I was running this morning and got caught in that thunderstorm. So we're fortunate to have such a fine day for this this bill signing. This bill, the supplemental appropriation, does a number of things, and we'd certainly be happy to address questions about the many components of this legislation. But perhaps the appropriation that's gained the most attention is $3 million for funding for some much-needed repairs to the governor's mansion. And Melanie and I have very much enjoyed living in the governor's mansion. We'll always have fond memories of living here and watching Branch take his first step, and lots of first for William Branch Blunt, as we've lived in the governor's mansion. So it has a special place in our heart, but it also has a special place in the hearts of all Missourians. And when I came into office as governor, I was committed to trying to create a better Missouri, whether that was increasing education funding, fixing a broken budget without raising taxes, making Missouri a better place to create jobs and economic opportunity. Wanted to leave things in better state than I had found them. And such is the case also with the mansion. The mansion is a grand old home, but like many homes, not everything is perfect, and indeed there are some areas of real concern. It is certainly hard to tell, I think, even from here, that the mansion has some structural problems and things that need to be addressed, but in fact it does. Repairs and renovations have been delayed for too long, and certainly as we do those repairs, it's, I think, important to note there definitely will be some inconvenience for us and anybody that works in the mansion, even an inconvenience for the public that will see some restrictions probably around their mansion. But now is the time to fix and improve the people's house. And today I have pleasure in signing a supplemental appropriation recently passed by the General Assembly, which will provide $3 million for those renovations. They tend to be structural and not aesthetic renovations. Nearly $1 million will be used to fix the roof. And Melanie will tell you a little bit more about even restoring the roof to its historic and original state. More than $1 million will be used to restore and repaint windows, masonry, trim, shutters, and columns. And then another $1 million will be used to partially replace an out-of-date heating and cooling system and to fully replace the first-floor kitchen that's used to service the banquets and many other events, public events that occur at the mansion. These renovations will help ensure that this mansion is a resource that the people of Missouri can enjoy for generations to come. I certainly want to thank all of you for being here. I'm particularly grateful to Melanie and for Melanie's commitment to ensuring that we took this opportunity, really seize this opportunity to provide some much-needed repairs to our governor's mansion. Melanie has demonstrated, I believe, real leadership on this issue, and I'm very proud of her for her willingness to lead in these important repairs to the governor's mansion. I'm going to step aside, quickly sign this legislation, and let Melanie begin to tell you a little bit more about the repairs. I know she is grateful, as am I, to the Missouri General Assembly for allocating these funds so that the next first family and, more importantly, future generations of Missourians can and enjoy a much improved mansion. Melanie?
Thank you. Well, good morning. Today, I extend my thanks to all of the members of the Missouri House and Senate for approving the funding to ensure this beautiful historic home remains a treasure for Missourians. The $3 million the General Assembly approved will help address several critical concerns for the structure of the mansion. State funding will complement private donations that Missouri Mansion Preservation will raise in what will be the largest capital campaign in the mansion's 137-year history. Because the General Assembly acted so quickly to authorize these repairs, we will be able to begin restoration work even sooner than we had hoped. Scaffolding may be a new but temporary mansion feature as early as next week. I am so excited to work on the preservation of this historic landmark. We will begin with the exterior of the building. An outstanding feature of this Renaissance Revival-style home, designed by St. Louis architect George Ingham Barnett, is the distinctive mansard roof, with its geometric pattern that was achieved by using slate of different colors. In replicating the roof design, we will use the oldest photograph of the mansion from December 1871 to be our guide. Recapturing the original design of the roof will add to the historical significance of the restoration work. This work has the potential to impact tour opportunities in June and throughout the summer, so we encourage Missourians interested in visiting the mansion to take advantage of Saturday tours in May. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to answer questions. I'm sure Melanie would as well. Rich Abishon from the Office of Administration is here. Mary Pat Avile, Tom Rackert, who's the chair of the MMPI, is with us. And perhaps there'll be questions on this geometric pattern as we work to restore the mansion to its original appearance.
We have focused on the mansion in the comments.
Yes.
Is there anything else in the supplemental bill that you think also needs to be highlighted?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of things, and certainly I wouldn't want to diminish the importance of anything. Nearly $30 million for our public schools as we adjust and increase funding through the foundation formula. Some good Missouri Health Net appropriations. I'm particularly excited about $1.4 million for this fiscal year for the expansion of the women's health services and state children's health insurance programs. The High Needs Fund, which reimburses school districts for the cost of special education students. We can certainly get you a full list of everything in the bill. $1.5 million actually to increase state payments to sheltered workshops, and that was a bill that Representative Hobbs had sponsored, and I actually signed up in Mexico, Missouri at a sheltered workshop. They do some great work, and this actually provides the funding to provide them with a little bit more state support so that they can ensure that those Missourians who want to contribute to our economy can. We get you a full list. We really highlighted this because, quite frankly, this has been the part component of the bill that's drawn the most public interest. Sure. And I don't think anybody would want to suggest that we are tackling every structural deficiency that exists within the mansion. We are not. We are actually addressing some of those that are most significant, some that pose a safety risk. For example, the windows today, many of the windows essentially are almost setting in. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but they're not very well attached to the building. That'd certainly be a statement of fact. And require repair. So really we're addressing those most glaring structural deficiencies as well as some actual safety issues that exist for visitors to the mansion. The next First Family, I think, will find a governor's mansion that is in a higher state of repair and a better state of maintenance. There will be some private funding that we'll be working with MMPI on, and certainly we'll be counting on MMPI for some strong support to deal with some more of the aesthetic issues and just comfort issues for the next First Family. So I think they'll find a governor's mansion that's in better shape, but I'm also sure that there'll be work that can still be done in the future.
Will $3 million be enough to get it done before the next occupant moves in, or will that require additional?
Now, $3 million will do the things that we've outlined. And kind of to go back to Bob's question, there would be other structural issues that could be addressed and will need to be addressed in the future, but these are the most significant structural issues that need to be addressed. This $3 million covers it. It provides this new roof and, again, restoring the roof to its original appearance. You know, there will probably be at least a month where we really don't believe the mansion would be inhabitable. So there will be at least a month where we will not be residing in the mansion, and probably at least a month where we'll have to actually close the mansion to tours and public events. That's one of the reasons Melanie really wanted to push to get it open for Saturday tours. One, she thinks it's good policy to have it open for Saturday tours regardless, but also thinks it makes sense to allow some added opportunities to visit the mansion before and after that work occurs. That'd be obviously the likely location. We'll spend some time up here. Maybe I'll stay with one of you guys, but yeah, that would certainly. The goal is to get it done as quickly as possible, and there will perhaps be work that continues, but and we would certainly hope that it would no longer be shut down for tours and visits by then. And the goal is to, you know, there will be some period that we have to really close the mansion down to the public, and we want to make that as short as is possible. Well, that's a lot of pressure. Are you humorous? I think it's a day that everybody can think about how we can support the environment. The House is considering passing our energy efficient appliance sales tax holiday today. May have already done it while I've been over here. I certainly hope that they do that today. I think Earth Day is an appropriate day to pass that legislation, which would provide tax relief to Missouri families and also help them to reduce their own carbon footprint. So I think there are pro-taxpayer initiatives that we can press forward with that also benefit the environment. One of the things that I'm quite frankly proudest of is the very good work that the Office of Administration has done at my direction to reduce our utility bills. And perhaps the primary purpose for that was to reduce utility bills so that tax dollars could be applied other places and we'd be more efficient with tax dollars, but it results in a smaller carbon footprint. So I think there are good things we can do for our state and also are good for the environment. One more I'll mention is our E10 initiative. We were able to announce yesterday that 2007, the average Missouri motorist saved $40 over the year because of ethanol blended gasoline. This year it appears they'll save about $70. The average Missouri motorist will save about $70 because of ethanol blended gasoline, and that's also a cleaner burning fuel. Other questions? No, anything to add? Well, thank you all very much. Thanks.